Ranchers across the West, on average, are nearing the age of retirement. But passing a ranch or farm down the familial line isn't as easy as simply writing it into a will. Poor planning can mean losing your property entirely, leaving huge tracts of rural land to development or corporate agriculture. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports what it means for ranchers to prepare their livelihoods for the next generation.
Winds are gusting over 45 miles per hour on an overcast day at the Dunmire Ranch in southeast Wyoming. Black cows graze in the distance with wind turbines lined up on the horizon. At the center of the ranch, young colts are milling around the corral as Gator, a 14-year-old blind dog, guards the house where the owner, Les Dunmire, lives.
Hey!
I'm Les.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Inside the house, Dunmire puts on his dirt-caked cowboy hat and shoes. His lifestyle goes back generations.
My dad had a ranch at Iron Mountain, Wyoming, and my granddad had a ranch in Sioux County, Nebraska.
When Dunmire bought the ranch 30 years ago, he only had a few hundred head of cattle. Now he owns over 100,000 acres and 1,800 head of cattle. But at 66, Dunmire is starting to take a step back from it all. He explains his retirement plans as we drive over winter country on his property.
I always tell people that I'm going to work as long as I can and then become a burden for my children. But seriously, as we get older, we do a little less. As we get older, we transfer more of the day-to-day operations of the ranch to our children.
Dunmire says he sees passing on lands as the last responsibility of a rancher.
We're trying to get it to the next generation or the next two generations intact with the smallest amount of tax pain that we could possibly have.
Planning an estate transfer isn't easy. He's been dealing with it for 26 years. The process has required an accountant and lawyer to figure out dividing the land into six legal entities to ease tax burdens. Years ago, his dad bought a ranch from a family who went through the worst-case scenario firsthand of poor estate planning.
There was kids that wanted to stay there, but when the grandfather passed away, he had not done any estate planning or gifting or anything to get ready to pass it on. And they had to sell the ranch, basically, because of the tax situation.
Dunmire is far from the only one going through this process. In 2012, the average age of farmers and ranchers hit a record high of 58 years old. According to a report from the National Young Farmers Coalition, 63% of farms are on the verge of transitioning. Experts say the U.S. needs to be prepared for a massive land transfer in the next decade. John Hewlett, a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming, is one of many who are working to smooth that transition.
A lot of folks need help in terms of transferring ownership, worrying about how to best structure their farm or ranch in terms of tax, as well as making sure that the ownership is transferred such that the ranch or farm can be viable after the transfer.
Hewlett says easing the transition isn't just about helping the older generation, but the younger one too. That's increasingly tough, with fewer and fewer young people joining the industry. In 2012, only 6% of farmers and ranchers were under 35.
And so they become educated and they have other income-earning opportunities as a result. It's a lot different than in 50 years ago, where a lot of people's focus was to be on the land and to do some kind of a job on the farm. It was part of the family's activities.
Hewlett has helped create a website full of resources on steps to take in land succession. There are many other organizations as well, offering seminars, programs, and workshops, like the Plank Stewardship Initiative, University of Wyoming Extension, and the Western Landowners Alliance. Leslie Allen, executive director of the Western Landowners Alliance, says her organization wants to help lower the barriers to entry for young people by supporting policies like loan debt forgiveness programs for those weighed down by student debt.
As a nation, we need to be looking at policies and economic strategies to sustain these landscapes and make it possible for people to make a living in the rural West, to stay on that land, to raise families on that land, to stay in rural communities in a way that supports both agriculture and conservation values.
She says a football field worth of land is lost to development every 2.5 minutes in the West. And that's private land that supports wildlife, clean air and water, and biodiversity, Allison says beginning the process of land succession early is crucial to preserving ranches and farms, whether there's an obvious heir or not. And that starts by talking about it.
So simply raising awareness and encouraging people to have what can be pretty uncomfortable conversations initially, those conversations can actually become quite positive and transformative.
Back at the ranch, Dunmire drives his red truck through a running stream.
Yeah, this is 3 miles, correct?
It gives way to an open field with hundreds of cows grazing. A few trot out of the way as the truck drives through. Les says he's loved raising a family on the ranch.
The family is intertwined with the ranch. And it's a great place to raise cattle and kids.
And he says he feels lucky to pass that on. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKem.